is Joanna Schrader, and I am here with Evan Lee and Lucas Ellis. How are you guys doing tonight?
I'm good.
Doing great.
Well, we are here for the kickoff of the National Biodiesel Board Conference. So, Evan, you are a senior at the University of Nevada, and you won a Fulbright scholarship, actually, to be here.
Yeah.
So, tell me a little bit about how you got interested or how you became interested in biodiesel.
Well, I had a lot of professors pushing me into this area, a lot of small minor projects in a lot of the course I took. And eventually, I got my senior design project was to design a biodiesel plant. And I had to focus on every unit operation, type of agi. And I found out that there's a lot of potential in biodiesel. So I kept working on it. And when I went back to University of Nevada, you know, I decided to stay there for like 1 or 2 years working in a sustainable energy lab, continue trying to find out a solution. Because the main solution right now, the biggest problem biodiesel is that it just costs, it uses so much energy. And that's why it's not very, you can't really scale it up. So I kept focusing on that and eventually got an award for NSF. And eventually led me to San Diego National Lab. And I'm still, pretty much, I'm still working on it. And eventually I hope to get my PhD somewhere.
And still work in biodiesel with your PhD?
Yeah.
In terms of algae, you know, you mentioned you're working with algae.
Yeah.
Do you see a lot of promise in algae?
I see a lot of promise in algae. I know there's a lot of potential in it. It's just that I guess the biggest problem is how to scale it up right now. And
is that something you plan on focusing it
I'm
on as you continue?
Focusing on that right now.
Through school is how
school.
To scale up your algae.
Yeah, how to get more economic feasible and scale it up.
And for your PhD, do you know where you want to go? Are people recruiting you right now?
Yeah, UC San Diego and UCLA. I'm still thinking right now.
So for other students who are looking at biodiesel, this is a very, you know, or looking at biofuels in particular as a career, is this a pretty competitive field, are you seeing?
I think there's a lot of potential, and it's easy to get a job eventually, so it's a good area.
It's a good future.
Future.
Now, Lucas, you're with Next Generation Scientists for Biodiesel. You're based in New Hampshire. Now, just for curiosity, where did you go to college?
So I did my undergraduate degree at Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo, California.
Okay.
But I'm currently doing graduate work at Dartmouth College, and that's in Hanover, New Hampshire.
Okay, and then what's your focus in your grad program?
So in my grad program, I'm actually doing research on cellulosic ethanol.
Okay.
So in no way do I see that as like a competing technology. I think in a lot of ways it's just a different technology. I think in terms of sustainability in general, there's going to have to be a slew of contributing technologies that will work together. And so I don't see those as conflicting at all. And in fact, I see it as developing skill sets that I can utilize in technologies that I'm really interested in, and one of those is algae-based biofuels, like Evan was mentioning. I'm really interested in reactor design, photobioreactors. So there's a lot of promising and very interesting technologies that are coming about that are related to, I guess, the next generation of feedstocks for biodiesel specifically. But a lot of those skill sets that you need to study that would be very similar in cellulosic ethanol as it would be in algae-based fuels.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you went and did your undergrad at Cal Poly, did you know you were going to do something and be a researcher in education in biofuels, or did you happen upon that once you got to school?
I very much happened upon it. I honestly didn't. I didn't really know what I wanted to do. When I came into college, I knew I was interested in doing engineering, and that's what I started in. I wanted to do engineering. But I've always been kind of an avid environmentalist, and I never really felt like I found an outlet that I can combine engineering and environmentalism. And it wasn't until my third year in college that I went to a pretty not commonly heard of conference, the Bioneers Conference, and I heard about this fuel called biodiesel, and I was very interested in it. And after that, it definitely took off. The combination of a technology that can help the environment but also is very interesting to a young scientist that can understand and comprehend the science, the chemistry, the engineering of it, and kind of dive into that and use the knowledge he's learning in that field was it was really exciting for me. And so I spent a lot of time researching a lot of that myself and then wanted to make something happen myself. And so that's how I got involved with the Cal Poly Biodiesel Club at Cal Poly. And I ended up founding the WVU Biodiesel Project at West Virginia University. And both of those programs are really just about outreach, education, but also spreading the science and engineering, the understanding to other scientists to just let them know about it.
Now, you're also a co-chair of Next Generation Scientists for Biodiesel. How did you get involved in this organization?
Well, I've always been very interested in biodiesel ever since working with the Cal Poly Biodiesel Club and the WVU Biodiesel Project. Biodiesel advocacy and talking about educating students about biodiesel, the science of biodiesel, the benefits of it. I've always been interested in that. So there seemed to be some interest in starting a version of the scientist for biodiesel, which is kind of the academics and industry side. I mean, the comparable, the adult and the child version of biodiesel student or biodiesel clubs. And I heard that they were starting a student version of that, so a next generation students or a next generation scientists for biodiesel, excuse me. And so I really wanted to be a part of that. I really wanted to be involved with that in some way. And so I was really excited and jumped at the opportunity when I heard about it. Founding members, we only have, I believe, around 30.
But people can register to sign a petition.
And we have had a lot more
sign that. Yeah. So how are you reaching out to other students, whether they're in high school looking to go into college and getting into biofuels or biodiesel, or whether they're in college now and still sort of searching for that major? How are you reaching out to these students to get them involved in biodiesel and in the technology side?
On the large side, we're really doing work with the webinars. We're hoping to kind of connect with students on a large scale. I think there's definitely efforts that are going on in certain campuses. I mean, within my campus, within Bernardo del Campo, Mikhail, a lot of the students there that are involved with the co-founders are all doing efforts on their own campus. But I think we're all interested in trying to do it on a much larger scale. And so we'd like to do that in terms of using webinars as tools. But I think we're all eager on trying to expand. And I think this effort meeting up now is kind of a time for us to collaborate and potentially create some synergy, make some more things happen, get the ball really rolling.
So you're doing these webinars. So do you have any upcoming webinars that students can participate in?
There's lots of talk and there's lots of planting. Seeds are being planted and being watered, but I wouldn't say that there's anything that's solid right now.
Okay, and then do you have a website?
We absolutely have a website. You can check it out. We have a Facebook page as well. If you Google Next Generation Scientist, you will find most likely our website, and you will definitely find our Facebook page.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.